This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you now here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310 to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. To get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Joining us this morning is Malia Cuevas. Malia, how are you doing this week?
Just great. Nice and warm.
Did everything, your patio furniture and your trees fare the storms okay?
So far, so good. We're very lucky.
Knock on wood. Thank goodness about that. And welcoming back Nate Bribey. He is Certified Financial Planner with Klaus Financial. Nate, how are you doing this week?
Hi, Sean. Good morning. Happy to be back.
Great to have you back on the show, and we've got a really exciting topic this week and an important topic as well. We all love our kiddos, and it's important to, of course, talk about savings, but also when it comes to adult children, what to understand when it comes to gifting them. And there's some really important nuances and things you need to know. We'll discuss those things with Nate and Malia this morning. Don't forget, if you've got a question, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Another real fun thing that we do each and every week on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week is no exception. You'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Chick-fil-A provided by our friends at Klaus Financial. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, if you listen closely to the show, often that question and answer, almost 100% of the time, question and answer come up during each week's conversation. So pay close attention. And again, we'll tell you how you can win that $25 gift card to Chick-fil-A a little bit later on in the program. Speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, before we start this week's topic about gifting, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and review the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about the situations that many of us encounter, which is eventually caring for our aging parents. So if that's something that affects you, please go back and listen to our podcast on that subject, because it really, really takes a lot of people to help care for all of us as we get older. So the question last week was, as of April 2022, how many Americans are providing unpaid care, that's the key word, unpaid, to an adult age 50 or over? Is it 20 million or over 40 million? So shout out to our winner last week. She correctly answered over 40 million people are providing unpaid care. So listen carefully today for the question of the week.
And it was a great show, as always, last week. And if you missed any part of that program, don't forget you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. While you're there, log in and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, again, at klausfinancial.com. Just scroll down to the bottom. You'll see that little envelope that says Stay Current. From there, you can get signed up. It's a really cool weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, link to the most recent podcast. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com for that. And as Malia mentioned, pay close attention this week because we'll be having another Klaus Quiz Question Week a little bit later on in the program. So as we discuss this week, we often each week talk about saving for retirement. It's important to think about what we're going to do when it comes to gifting options if we are so in that position and in such a great spot. So let's talk about when it comes to helping our adult children and what folks need to know when it comes to gifting options.
Yeah, this is a great question. We do get this a lot with our retirees who are, recently retired, but may also have adult children who are in a hard spot and they want to help them out too. So before we get going on all that, we first like to, let you know that we're not accountants, so we certainly defer to your accountant or attorney when it comes to some of the provisions and stuff to be aware of that we talk about. But we're definitely familiar with gifting and what it entails. So first of all, let's start and define what is considered a gift. So the IRS has a technical definition where admittedly it's pretty broad, but that's on purpose just to encompass a lot of, examples that may be included in a gift. So the IRS says that if any consideration is transferred to an individual, either directly or indirectly, where full consideration is not received in return, may be considered a gift. So we may think of a common example as, I write my son a check, right, for $10,000. That may be considered a gift. but think also of gifting a security and investment. So if you have a common stock, say of Apple or John Deere or whomever, and you transfer that over to your child, that may be considered a gift as well. Another example would be buying a new vehicle, a new truck. I buy a new truck for my son, you know, for $50,000, but I sell it to him for $30,000. Well, that's less than full consideration, right? So something to be aware of there. Another would be, you know, maybe we hear, well, I want to help so-and-so with a down payment on their first house. Well, that could, you know, fit in that definition potentially as well. And also a common one you may not be aware of, maybe a gift loan where you lend money to a child for a wedding or whatever, and they pay you back in installments, but with no interest. That could be known as a gift loan. So now you may say, wait, Nate, what about, you know, a Christmas gift, right? You know, that, come on, you know, we're giving a couple hundred here at Christmas time. There's got to be some exception. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The good news is there is a gift tax exclusion for federal gift tax purposes that is $16,000 per year per person. So that means as an individual, Nate Bribey can give any individual $6,000 per year to as many people as I want with no federal gift tax. So that could be my family. It could be my friends. It could be my coworker, Malia, or my best radio host friend, Sean, as well. We like him today, so we'll give him some money. And that is also doubled for if you're married and you split gifts with your spouse. So $16,000 per person, following the math, would be $32,000 as a couple we can give as a couple to any one individual. Now, one note on the gift splitting strategy, that is known as gift splitting, like we said, and you do have to file actually Form 709. It's an IRS form that is a gift tax return. Even if it's not a taxable gift, but you elect gift splitting, that form is required. So once again, if you have any questions, definitely call your accountant to say, hey, I'm thinking about doing some gifting to my child or a friend. What does that mean for me? And they will certainly give you guidance on that.
IRS is always so much fun, Nate, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They have their rules. And if you want a good read, go to their website and you can read through their publications, I'll tell you.
It's great for bedtime. There's some things that people need to be aware of in the future, aren't there, Nate?
There is. Yeah, there's a few changes coming down the line. You know, one, we talk about the federal estate tax exemption. So this gets a little confusing, admittedly, but we'll do our best to walk you through it, where say you make a taxable gift. I give Malia $50,016, right? That's above $16,000. So some of that gift is taxable. You have what's called a lifetime exemption. And that is in 2022, the max you can give away as a taxable gift in your lifetime is $12,060,000. Okay. That is doubled for a couple. So as a couple, it's $24,120,000, which is a huge amount, obviously, too. So, but that, like Sean was referencing, that lifetime exemption is set to sunset, it's called, in the year 2026. So that exemption was basically doubled in 2017 with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, some may recall. So as we sit here today, and that's the fun part about what we do, rules and changes, and Congress can come and say, nope, we were just kidding. But as we sit here today, that large lifetime exemption of $12 million, call it, is set to sunset in 2026 back down to the $5 million per individual. You know, basically 10 million a couple. So something to be aware of, where you say, well, Nate, I'm doing really big air quotes here, only have 10 million. I'm not subject to a potential gift tax. You know, maybe talking to your attorney about accountant about potentially accelerating gifts while that exemption is higher. So a few other common questions we get. Is there any, taxes due by me giving the gift to Malia, for example, or to her receiving a gift? And the simple answer is usually no. Like I said, for me, giving the gift to Malia, is that deductible for me, Nate, on my personal return? And once again, the simple answer is no. Now, just to be clear, let's not confuse this with the charitable gift, right? I give it to my favorite foundation or charity or you name it. That is different, where there are different potential deductions if you itemize, or we've talked about before, a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA. Those are separate from what we're talking about today, so just be aware. And lastly, the, like we talked about, the income tax form 709 is the gift tax form to be aware of if something comes up.
I wonder why that's in, you know, my wife puts that in my stocking, that 709. What is this all about? Happy holidays, honey. Really, really important stuff talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribe with Klaas Financial, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Klaas and their separate divisions. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just head on over to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. First appointment with Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. All you got to do is give them a call, make that appointment, 608-442-5637. And if you have a question, we'd love to get you on the air this morning with Malia and Nate. Phone number, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Nate next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribe, certified financial planner from Klaas Financial. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Talking this week about gifting and what you need to know when it comes to giving gifts. So let's say I decide to give somebody a gift. Will I have to pay a tax, Malia?
Yeah, so great question. And that's pretty much what Nate was trying to cover. And generally speaking, if there were to be a gift tax that would be incurred, generally the donor would be responsible for paying that gift tax. But generally, like we said, I mean, unless the taxable, the estate exemption has, you've blown that out of the park, meaning your estate had more than $12 million, it's unlikely there will ever be taxes due on those gifts that you're giving forward today. So, long story short, what can be excluded from gifts? Let's just forget about the exemption at this point. The general rule is that any gift is a taxable gift. However, the exceptions are gifts that are not more than the annual exclusion, which we just spoke of, which is $16,000 per individual. So again, those are not taxable. Tuition or medical expenses you pay for someone. That goes under educational and medical exclusions. Nate's going to talk about that in a little bit. But those are very important to understand. Those are not considered gifts. So, and I think, again, we always think family related. And we're talking, you could literally gift your, you know, friend's child who's in college. You could help them with tuition. I mean, there's just such a nice opportunity to help others. Gifts to your spouse are excluded from gifts. So keep that in mind as you want to give some money to your spouse today. Gifts to a political organization for its use are excluded. And then gifts to your children, this is just a key point. They're not tax deductible, okay? And I know that's disappointing, but I get that question. I'm sure Nate does too quite a bit. Like, okay, if I make this gift to them, do I get to write it off? And that's not the case. So certainly they will appreciate any gift, I'm sure, but just know that there's no tax deductibility for you.
Well, and I'm going to ask you then about that. So why should we consider gifting to our kiddos then? And what types of gifts should we be considering there?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And the kids are like, wait, don't ask that question. But so, you know, we spend so much time with our clients making sure that they're going to be okay in retirement. You know, they retire in their 60s. We want to make sure that they're covered till they're 100 years old. But there gets to be a point where they have more than they need, because we've done our job right and they've done their job right. And so what we find is it is much, much nicer to be able to be alive and see a gift given during that time when you're alive. Because your adult children, let's say you're in your 70s, are probably in their 30s, 40s, or early 50s. And that that really, those gifts at that point in their lives mean so much more than when they're someday 70 and you pass away at 95 or something. That's really when people we see could use the extra lift. And how nice is it to be able to say, I have a client who has paid the tuition for her granddaughter for nursing school and gone to the nursing school graduation. And how nice is that to be able to feel it and see it in action? Once you're gone, you're not likely to be seeing those types of things. So we love when people are able to plan a strategy. And that's what we work with people a lot, is maybe a strategy to give gifts to your children and look at, you know, the right time, and do they need help with a down payment for a house? And of course, every situation is different. Some children might be more responsible than others. But I know as financial planners, we are never going to tell our clients to gift if we feel like they don't have enough money to carry out their own retirement needs. So, but I think it's important to consider doing this. And to be honest, many people never have considered doing this. They're like, oh, I could do that? That could make sense. Another way people do gifting is they say, you know what, once a year I'm just going to pay for a large house, you know, the Airbnb somewhere. They rent a travel a place to go on a vacation, and they pay for everything for their kids and grandkids. Now, for some people, that could be 20 people. Some people, it could be three. So, but this is really a nice way to be able to, you know, pay for a vacation out of your pocket. And it's not official gifting, but in the end, it is. And then retirement accounts. Now, this is a great one. And we do have several clients that employ this. So they know that their children or grandchildren are, you know, have earned income. So, you know, maybe your grandchild's 16 years old and working at a pizza place. And let's say, you know, over the course of the year, they make $6,000. Well, we have clients who have established Roth IRAs for their grandchildren, and they have been putting in money over the years. Again, there has to be earned income, but they contribute into a Roth IRA for up to the max of whatever the person has earned. So there's a max on the contributions. But we've seen those things just grow and grow and grow. And what a nice legacy to leave is a Roth IRA that's been funded by a grandparent. And so, again, this is not really gifting. This is just something to know that you can do on behalf of someone else. And we love those ways, these interesting ways to be able to help others.
You talk about those. You talk about forward thinking in those retirement accounts. What a great benefit for the young worker, and really, really great advice. Really good tips this weekend. Talking with Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribe, certified financial planner with Klaas Financial. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and great resource for you there. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. You heard Malia mention doing a gift towards maybe education, or what about medical expenses? There are some rules there, what you need to know. We'll get those details from Nate, and we will do our Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribe with Klaas Financial. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Our telephone number, 608-442-5637. So, Nate, what about gifting towards things like education and medical expenses? What do we need to know there?
Yeah, this is a great exception and another way we can help out family members. So, this is an exemption to the $16,000 annual gifting limit. Now, for children, for tuition and medical expenses, the key here is that money has to be paid directly to the college, the university, the educational institution, let's call it, or the medical provider. So if your child gets a tuition bill for $10,000, or let's make it high, $20,000, you don't write the check to the grandchild for $20,000. You take the tuition bill, write a check out for $20,000, and send it back to the university. That's the key here. And same for the medical provider. Get the medical bill, Get your checkbook, and if that's what you want to do, make sure it goes directly to the medical institution. So, you know, and that makes sense, right? If you you know, you don't, otherwise, if you write the check directly to the person, you don't have any control over, you know, you can't confirm that that's actually where those funds are going to that expense. So, you know, and obviously it's another good way to make sure the gift is being used for the correct purpose, you know. All gifting is very generous and great, but, you know, writing somebody a large check, you know, could go to a sport car, you know, something that may not be what you wish they use it for. So, you know, helping somebody but putting some guidelines on that for the education, obviously that can help them in their future and their career and their family as well. So, you know, so that's a great option just to, you know, do directly to the institution. So another common thing would be, a common question would be, well, what if my grandchild already has student loans? And that's a great question. Now that, since they already have that debt, that would not count towards this exception unless you were a co-signer on that original loan, okay? So definitely, if you want to do it this way and qualify for this exemption, definitely be aware as they're going through school, and talk to, you know, mom or dad, their parents, about how you would like to help them with that, and be kind of in the loop and have a conversation about how that should be handled to qualify for that that exemption.
Excellent stuff. What about medical expenses? I know this has become quite the thing right now. What do we need to know there?
Yep. Medical expenses, like we said, that is one that qualifies as well. And same thing, you get a bill from the doctor's office, and grandma or grandpa or mom and dad want to help, take that, get that medical bill and send it right back to the hospital to pay for it. So don't write the check out to the person to have them pay for it. If it goes directly to the provider, that can be any amount and not qualify as a taxable gift.
Really important nuances there and important things to remember. Such great opportunities there. You got to make sure that you're following the proper steps. So we're talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia and Nate, this morning. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaas Financial. We've got a great website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn more about Klaas Financial there. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Chick-fil-A. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the federal gift tax exclusion in 2022? Is it $11,000 or $16,000? Telephone number, 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Chick-fil-A. And again, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Malia, Nate, it's always great talking with both of you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, Nate. Our friends from Making Dreams Realty come your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.